Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to you. I appreciate you tapping in with me. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well, of course. And shout out to my guy Derek from Ellenwood, because yesterday he gave me a new crop of people that are well deserving of a shout out here early in the morning. So shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there putting the time in, making sure the people are right. People are getting their medicine. People are getting their treatment. Whatever it is, shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there. You know what? Shout out to all the early morning, late night Waffle House workers out there getting some people some waffles, some eggs at this time of the hour, because that's important too. So, hey, if you are out there working any job and you're tuned in right now, I appreciate you. And even if you're just riding around or you're just up, shout out to you as well. So, there you have it. All right. Lot to get into this morning, and we have to first start with our Atlanta Falcons, because the annual league meeting was yesterday, and we had Raheem Morris speak to the media. He also joined the Pat McAfee show. We had Arthur Blank on NFL Network. He was on their Insiders show, and we will let you hear a little bit of Raheem Morris and Arthur Blank audio right about now, because they talked about all things Kirk Cousins, they talked about the state of the Falcons, and they got into some other topics as well. But I want to start with Raheem Morris, and I want to start with him talking about Kirk Cousins and how they couldn't pass up a chance to get an established pro like Kirk Cousins. And to me, this again just continues to solidify the fact that, again, Kirk Cousins was always their dude. He was always their guy. He was always their number one choice, because out of their options there, he was the most ready to obviously lead this team to possibly a postseason. And he was the best fit in what will be a Zach Robinson run offense, a Zach Robinson offense. So here is Raheem Morris talking about Kirk Cousins and how they couldn't pass up an opportunity to get an established pro like him.
You know, it's always hard to say you don't want to live with those rookie pains. Those rookie pains turn into Patrick Mahomes. Those rookie pains turn into some really good football players. So you never want to say that. But you always want to say, when you can go get an established guy that has gone through some of those bruises, those bumps, and actually got a chance to visually see it in D.C., I mean, you can't pass that up. You can't pass the opportunity, take an opportunity to go get that kind of a guy to add to your building.
You cannot. When you, and we talked about this, what was this? It was either yesterday or Monday. We reacted to Austin Mock's, I think it was yesterday. All the days run together at this point, if you can't tell. But Austin Mock of The Athletic, he put together his five biggest offseason winners and losers thus far in the NFL, and he had the Falcons as his number one winner, and the reason was solely because of Kirk Cousins. He said top 10-ish quarterbacks don't hit the free agent market often, and when they do, you know, if you go get them, lots of times you are going to be the team that wins the offseason, and the Falcons obviously went and got Kirk Cousins, improved their quarterback position, he said, by a mile, and that makes them the biggest winners this offseason, which, of course, I completely agree with. But, again, you just, with the type of offense they want to run, with the weapons that they have, getting Kirk Cousins was always the number one option for the Falcons, and Raheem Morris's words right there just continue to double down on that fact. And again, he didn't hate on or poo-poo on getting a rookie quarterback. And he said, you know, he doesn't want to make it sound like you don't want to go through the rookie pains, because, like he said, those rookie pains turn into Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, guys of that nature. But when you have an established guy ready to go like that on the market, available, can't pass it up. Another thing Raheem Morris talked about is something us Falcons fans are all interested in when it comes to the NFL draft. Just make it the Atlanta draft because we want all the players. But Raheem Morris talked about the NFL draft and specifically the class of edge rushers in this NFL draft. And we all know the Falcons, with that 8 overall pick, could be staring Dallas Turner right in the face. So how does Raheem Morris feel about this crop in this clash of edge rushers? Well, he talked about it yesterday.
Oh, man, I think it's a really deep draft class all around. I think the edge rushers are well-known and well-documented right now what they can do. It's about how they fit with us and some of the stuff that they can do with us and how they be able to be a part of our football team. But I'm really excited with the opportunity to add some of those type of people at our point in the draft at some point. And when that happens, you never know, because you don't predict those things. But what you want to do is be prepared when you get to those buckets to have people in those spots that you feel really good about taking and adding to your football team so you can go out there and be productive with those guys.
There you go. He feels like it's a deep edge rusher class, as you just heard there, and he's excited about potentially bringing in one. Maybe, just maybe. So, hearing him say that it's a deep class, though, also kind of makes you think, and we don't know, he probably feels the same way about the wide receiver class, but him saying it's a deep edge rusher class, you could take that as, well, maybe they don't feel like they necessarily need to take one at 8. Maybe they feel like they need to take a corner instead. Maybe they feel like, you know, wide receiver, they could address that at 8, since it is a deep edge rush class to Raheem Morris. Now, again, this is just simply speculation. This is me simply just throwing something out there. But if he thinks it's deep, maybe reading into the tea leaves, they feel like they don't have to get an edge rusher at 8. I hope they do. I hope they draft Dallas Turner or even a Jared Verse, but I particularly like Dallas Turner. But we'll see what they end up doing. But you hear it there. He thinks it's a deep class, and he really likes the class as well. Okay, moving back towards the offensive side of the football, Raheem Morris talked about the wide receivers they have added thus far, Darnell Mooney, Rondell Moore traded traded for Rondell Moore in exchange for Desmond Ridder, if you remember. Signed Darnell Mooney to a 3-year, $39 million deal, 26 guaranteed. Also signed Ray-Ray McLeod. Re-signed Kadarius Hodge. So, Raheem Morris was talking about the wide receivers the Falcons have brought in. And not only talking about them, but why they've brought in the wide receivers they brought in so far and the philosophy behind it.
It's really funny because it's not really just my vision. It's not really just what we had here in place already. We're building a whole new Atlanta offense with Zach Robinson and all those people that I mentioned before. And I thought it was really important that we get threats on all three levels of the field. And Drake provides such a good threat from an underneath standpoint, from a high cross standpoint, from the stuff that he can really do and he done well throughout his career with the toughness that he displays. And I thought putting pieces around him like the Moonies, like the Rondell Moores and some of the guys that we're to bring in, and even some of the guys that we brought back that were already on our football team, I think those guys fit well within that room. And you got to add to their coach, Ike Hilliard, and some of his thoughts, some of his beliefs and what he's done in the past and how we've moved and all the places that we've been, whether it's been Tampa or D.C. or whether it's been L.A., wherever it's been, Atlanta, the first time I was here, all of those things have really been built. And I just got a vision for how that position looks. And I was lucky enough to be around Roddy and Julio Jones and Harry Douglas and keep going, Jan Hardy and all of those guys. You're talking about Taylor Gabriel. And you had different body types. You had different movement skills. And you want to be able to put all those guys in that room so you can really provide more opportunities for that quarterback to get those guys the football so you can be explosive.
That is why having a guy like Raheem Morris, who has coached both sides of the football, specifically has been a wide receivers coach for the Atlanta Falcons. You heard him there. Talk about he's been in the room with Julio Jones, Roddy White, Taylor Gabriel. He knows how valuable it is to have those different body types in that room. And so he is trying to gather a versatile bunch of wide receivers, a bunch of different body types. You got Drake London, a big body who is a possession receiver. Darnell Mooney, who's kind of an in-between guy. He's a speed guy. He's not necessarily small, but not the biggest in the world. Then you got a guy like Rondell Moore, who's a smaller, speedier guy. You got Kadarius Hodge, who's a big wide receiver who has really good hands, makes some clutch catches, is good going in the middle of the field because, man, he's taken some licks before and held on to the football, Kadarius Hodge has. So, you have a wide range of guys in that room, and he knows how valuable that is. And, again, that just goes to show how valuable Raheem Morris is going to be as a head football coach because he's been on both sides of it. He's been a wide receiver coach, so he knows the offensive side, but he also knows the defensive side as well. So just hearing him talk about that, I mean, it gets me going. It gets me going because you can just tell how much this guy just knows the game of football, period. So that was good to hear from Raheem Morris there. Okay, moving back to the defensive side of the football and back to the trenches. Raheem Morris talked about potentially adding a veteran pass rusher. And he also said, now again, maybe putting two and two together here, he talked about yesterday as well that he has indeed spoken to one Calais Campbell.
I talked to Calais, and I'll let Calais tell you his thoughts when he talks to you, but I talked to him and told him what my vision was and talked to him a little bit about that and where it could potentially go. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep that, with no disrespect, I'll keep that conversation between me and him private, and I'll let him tell you what he's going to do. I don't know if he's made a formal announcement, a public announcement, anything like that. And that's always sensitive when you're talking about vets like that. But I look forward to getting a chance to sit in front of him because he is certainly impressive as it gets when it comes to football character. He's had as impressive as a career as you can have. He brings stuff that he can still bring to the game to us moving forward. And I look forward to discussing that in further detail with him at a further date.
So Raheem Morris has put the ball in Calais Campbell's court. He's reached out. He obviously, you can hear there, wants Calais Campbell on this team. Why wouldn't you want a guy like Calais Campbell on your football team? Amazing man. And he still is a great player. So hopefully Calais Campbell, if he does decide to come back, he could just decide to retire altogether. If he does decide to come back, hopefully he comes back to the Atlanta Falcons and joins Raheem Morris's regime and crop of players. All right, one more for Raheem Morris. I told you that he talked about adding a veteran pass rusher. Maybe that could be Calais Campbell, even though Calais Campbell could play D-tackle or he could play the edge. But here is Raheem Morris talking about straight up just adding a veteran pass rusher.
You know, it's hard for me to say that coming from where I come from. I think you need to add a pass rusher. I think what we did in L.A. shows people that you can get people to do at the most, at their highest level. Would you want to add a veteran pass rusher that's proven that can come in and do some of those things? You always would do those things. You always look to do those things. You always look to add. I think Terry and his staff have done a great job of really evaluating the market, see how it fits us, also being cautious and aware of what the cap situation looks like. But when you go out there and you look in the draft, we talked about it earlier before you showed up, but the depth in the draft really provides you some real good opportunities to add people and pieces in areas where you can do those things. Who knew Byron Young would turn what he did for the Rams? Who knew Kobe Turner would turn what he did last year for us at D-tackle? And I know I don't have – I thought that was my phone. I know I don't have Aaron Donald next to those guys, but when you get guys like a Grady and a David inside and the juice that they bring and you add some young presence around them or some potential older veterans, who knows, man, you can get a pretty special D-line. I look forward to adding people to it.
There you go. So looking to add people to it and potentially a special D-line coming for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll see. Hopefully, look, I am all for them adding a veteran and going to the draft using the 8th overall pick on, again, Dallas Turner and really boosting that pass rush and that defensive line. You can never have too much good trench play, period. All right, when we come back, new rule changes are among us in the NFL. How do we feel about them? We'll discuss next. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people that's driving around early morning, late night, bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate y'all tapping in with me. Shout out to all the hospital workers working right now, all my people that's working the late night shift period at the Waffle Houses or any other establishments or anybody that's just up and riding around. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now. Salute to all y'all, man. I appreciate it. But the NFL, another new rule has been adopted and going to be in effect just for this year, though, as of right now. They have the option to keep the new kickoff rules into 2025, but they are only here to stay for a year guaranteed. So we'll go over the new kickoff rule quickly, and I will then give you my thoughts on it. And you can always tweet me your thoughts at underscore Dylan Matthews. So owners approved the hybrid kickoff rule yesterday during the annual league meeting. NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero reported, per sources informed of the decision, the vote passed 29-3. The NFL Competition Committee Chairman Rich McKay, also Falcons president and CEO, he told reporters that the move will dramatically alter the look and feel of the kickoff, a play that had become definitely an afterthought and a formality with, you know, you remember just seeing kickoffs the past year. It would just go into the end zone. Like, we barely saw any returns most of the time. It's going into the end zone, and there's no return. A lot of times it was so deep into the end zone that dudes didn't even catch the ball. So the rules essentially have wiped out. Then the other rules, the safety rules, the rules beforehand and the past kickoff, essentially wiped out, as we know, incentives for a return. And the past kickoff rule features, the new kickoff rule features new alignments for both the kicking and receiving units. There is now a landing zone, which is the area between the receiving team's goal line and its 20-yard line, and it is going to prompt more action for kickoffs. And they're obviously backing the kickoff up too. So let's go ahead and get into exactly what's going to happen. So the kickoffs will remain at the 35-yard line, but the 10 remaining players, so everybody on the special teams unit besides the kicker, will line up at the opposing team's 40-yard line. The receiving team lines up at least 7 players in the setup zone, a 5-yard area between their own 35 and 30-yard lines, with a maximum of 2 players that can line up in the landing zone. After the ball is kicked, the kicker cannot cross the 50-yard line, and the 10 kicking team players, so everybody else besides the kicker, cannot move until the ball has hit the ground or a player in the landing zone or goes into the end zone. The receiving team's players in the setup zone also cannot move until the kick has hit the ground, hit a player, or in the landing zone, or has landed in the end zone as well. The returners may move at any time before or during the kickoff. So penalties on scoring plays also will not carry over and will be taken on the point after attempt, or any penalty that carries over to kickoffs. The setup and landing zones will not change, nor will the alignment of the 10 kickoff team players and all the receiving team players. Only the kicker's positioning move. So if there is a penalty on the kickoff, the kicker will either be moved forward or moved backward. Nobody else will move. Okay, so what are some scenarios for this new kickoff rule? Well, kickoffs that hit the landing zone must be returned. So there's no fair catch anymore. There's none of that. Kickoffs that hit the landing zone, that, again, if you remember, the landing zone is, trying to find it here for you, landing zone is between the receiving team's goal line and 20-yard line. So The landing zone is the area between the receiving team's goal line and 20-yard line. So anything from the 20-yard line to the goal line for the receiving team must be returned. Kickoffs that hit the line, that hit the landing zone and then go into the end zone must be returned or downed by the receiving team. If downed, the receiving team would get the ball at its own 20-yard line. So if it goes into the end zone, you can't just let it stay there. You got to go down it if you're going to down it, or you got to go return it. And if you down it, you get the ball at the 20. So that is the other scenario. Another scenario is kickoffs that go into the end zone and stay in bounds that are downed would give the receiving team the ball at their own 20, at their own 30-yard line. Excuse me. Kickoffs that go out of the back of the end zone in the air or bounces would also be a touchback at the receiving team's 30-yard line. So there is a little wrinkle right there that is very important that I want to make sure you get. So, again, kickoffs that go into the end zone and stay in bounds that are down would give the receiving team the ball at their own 30-yard line. And kickoffs that go out of the back of the end zone, in the air, or out of bounds, or bounces out of the end zone, the back of the end zone, would also be a touchback at the receiving team's 30-yard line. So that is more of an incentive for kickoff teams not to just kick the ball out of the back of the end zone, because you kick the ball out of the back of the end zone, then the receiving team automatically gets the ball at the 30, as opposed to if you kick it in the landing zone, it has to be returned, or if you just you've had it land in the landing zone, basically there's a better chance of the kicking team backing the receiving team up, because if you just kick out of the back of the end zone, they automatically get the ball at the 30, their own 30. So that's a little wrinkle there that I think is very important. And another scenario that could happen, kickoff short of the landing zone will be treated like a kickoff out of bounds, and the receiving team will get the ball at its own 40-yard line. So they want to make sure you're putting the, basically this is all incentives to put the ball in that preferred landing zone that is between the team's 20 and the team's goal line, the receiving team's 20 and the receiving team's goal line. And anything else, they're going to put the kicking team at a little bit of a disadvantage as far as where the receiving team will get the ball. So I'm all for this new kickoff rule. At least try it out for a year, see how it goes. If it doesn't work, you scrap it and go back to the drawing board. I don't see a problem with that. And if it works, hey, then kickoffs are exciting again. Because to me, at this point, anything is better than just the formality of kicking the ball and 9 times out of 10, it's going in the back of the end zone and there's no return. I miss having kickoff returns. Kickoff returns were one of the most exciting plays in the game of football. And the NFL had been missing out on it for the past 4 years? Like, we just don't have that many kickoffs anymore. We have our, you know, we still have our occasional kickoff returns for touchdowns, but it doesn't happen that often anymore. It could happen a lot more often, and the kickoff can be an actual play again with this. So I'm willing for, I'm all the way open to at least trying this out, and I'm glad the NFL is at least trying this out. This is one of the new rules I like, besides the hip drop tackle. The hip drop tackle to me is dumb, but it is what it is. I do like this new rule, though, so I will say that. But that is one of your new rule changes here in the NFL. But when we come back, a few minutes from now, there is one new member of the Braves who might be heating up at the right time. We'll talk about it when we come back, about 6 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting there early in the morning, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in. Shout out to all the hospital workers out there making sure the people are safe, healthy, getting their medicine, nursing them back to health all through the night and all day. Appreciate y'all. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay. Tomorrow, it's going down. Tomorrow, it begins. Opening day for the Atlanta Braves, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. Tomorrow, 3:05 first pitch, Spencer Strada versus one Zach Wheeler. Should be a very good game. Should be a very good opening series. And I hope we beat the brakes off the Philadelphia Phillies all series, all season, and in the postseason as well. Because F the Phillies. That's the mantra this season, period. But what's going to help us beat those Phillies and win another 100 games and wipe the floor with the rest of the competition out there is making sure every body is playing well, obviously. Everybody stays healthy, of course. But as far as everybody playing well, it seems like one of the newest Braves, Jared Kelnick, seems like he's getting hot at the right time. Had a couple of good at-bats. The penultimate spring training game. Up until that point, he'd been hitting balls hard too, having some good at-bats. Brian Snicker was on the steakhouse and talked about that. And then yesterday in the Braves' final spring training game, Grapefruit League game, whatever you want to call it, and in Jared Kelnick's final at-bat, he goes yard. He goes deep. He went 1-for-1 yesterday with a solo home run. And I think that is, if you put his past few games and his past few at-bats together, he's heating up at the right time. He's going into the season in more of a rhythm, going into the season obviously a lot more comfortable. And I think it is very, very promising that Kelnick is really ending spring training on the note he's ending it on. And he talked about it, too, after the game yesterday. He's talking about his home run and just his performance during spring training overall. He said, quote, "It felt good. Was just looking for a pitch in the heart of the plate. Got it and put a good swing on it. To end spring training on a homer, that's a good feeling." Braves left fielder also talked about how spring training went, and he explained why he's happy with how the spring went for him, even though he doesn't necessarily have the numbers to show for it. He said, quote, "Though my numbers really haven't shown it, I've hit a lot of balls hard, and I'm feeling most confident in my swing right now than I have in a long time," end quote. He also said, quote, "I'm really happy with how spring went," end quote. So, look, that's good. He's feeling good, feeling confident, and that's what, 75, at least 60% of the battle when it comes to hitting the baseball. You got to be confident up there. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your eyes. You got to believe in what you're seeing. You got to believe in your swing. That's to even have a chance to hit the baseball, because you could do all the things I just said and still not be able to hit it. But he is feeling good, feeling confident, got a homer to show for it now, and heating up at the right time. So, look, Jared Kelnick, for all the concerns that we had early on, He could start off the season scorching hot. I mean, it would be crazy if Jared Kelnick starts off the season. You know, some guys start off slow, some guys start off hot. If he starts off as one of those hot players that maybe even carries the Braves offense for the first few games, I mean, how ironic would that be? That would be pretty funny. But I'm just happy to know that he's feeling good, that he's feeling confident. He's feeling good about his swing. He's feeling good about himself because he already knows he doesn't have to do too much in this Braves offense. But there's a difference between knowing you don't have to do too much and still trying to do too much to feel like you're carrying your weight. And as long as he's not pressing, I feel good about that. And look, if he's in a good spot, I think that's a very, very good thing for the Atlanta Braves. So Kelnick looks like he's getting hot at the right time, and that is good news for the Bravos. Not Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider looked good all spring too, but Charlie Morton, he pitched yesterday in his final spring training outing, and he looked good as well. He entered the game in the third inning, threw three scoreless innings, only gave up one hit, one walk, struck out four batters. And Charlie, after the game, said it felt like a decent spring and feels like he's ready to go. And that's all I need to hear from Charlie. He knows his body. He knows himself. And he's been doing this a long, long time. So if Charlie feels good and he says he's ready to go, I believe Charlie's good and he's ready to go. So these Braves are ready to embark on a long 162-game journey that hopefully extends past that as well into the postseason. And I was actually listening to The Game tonight, 92.9 The Game Tonight, with our very own Abe Gordon. He made a good point. You know, you don't want to get too hype about game one because, again, it's just one of 162. But I am so excited for Braves baseball to be back in games that matter starting tomorrow. It is just going to be so fun to watch this team, and hopefully we have a season like they did last year where 100-plus games, put up historic numbers offensively, and hopefully the pitching staff is even better with Strider adding a new pitch, Max Fried being Max Fried. Hopefully we can get Chris Sale being, you know, at least 80%, 75% of what prime Chris Sale was, and hopefully Charlie Morton can go out there and meet Charlie Morton. So I'm just really excited for this season again. First pitch tomorrow, 3:05 in Citizens Bank Park, again, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. And again, I think there will be a little edge to the Braves tomorrow because they know their season ended last season where it's starting this season. So I think there's going to be a little extra, you know, there's always a little extra juice because it's opening day, but there's even going to be more juice in the hearts and souls of the Atlanta Braves players because they know who they're going up against and they know how the season ended last year. So really excited to see what they put together this season. All right, when we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a hump day edition of the morning shift, and we will wrap things up here on the Hometown Take. That is coming up right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting there early in the morning, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in. Shout out to all the hospital workers out there, making sure the people are safe, healthy, getting their medicine, nursing them back to health. All through the night and all day. Appreciate y'all. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay. Tomorrow, it's going down. Tomorrow, it begins. Opening day for the Atlanta Braves. Taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. Tomorrow, 3:05 first pitch. Spencer Strada versus one Zach Wheeler. Should be a very good game. Should be a very good opening series. And I hope we beat the brakes off the Philadelphia Phillies all series, all season, and in the postseason as well. Because F the Phillies. That's the mantra this season, period. But what's going to help us beat those Phillies and win another 100 games and wipe the floor with the rest of the competition out there is making sure every body is playing well, obviously. Everybody stays healthy, of course. But as far as everybody playing well, it seems like one of the newest Braves, Jared Kelnick, seems like he's getting hot at the right time. Had a couple of good at-bats. The penultimate spring training game. Up until that point, he'd been hitting balls hard too, having some good at-bats. Brian Snicker was on the steakhouse and talked about that. And then yesterday in the Braves' final spring training game, Grapefruit League game, whatever you want to call it, and in Jared Kelnick's final at-bat, he goes yard. He goes deep. He went 1-for-1 yesterday with a solo home run. And I think that is, if you put his past few games and his past few at-bats together, he's heating up at the right time. He's going into the season in more of a rhythm, going into the season obviously a lot more comfortable. And I think it is very, very promising that Kelnick is really ending spring training on the note he's ending it on. And he talked about it, too, after the game yesterday. He talked about his home run and just his performance during spring training overall. He said, quote, it felt good. Was just looking for a pitch in the heart of the plate. Got it and put a good swing on it. To end spring training on a homer, that's a good feeling. Braves left fielder also talked about how spring training went, and he explained why he's happy with how the spring went for him, even though he doesn't necessarily have the numbers to show for it. He said, quote, though my numbers really haven't shown it, I've hit a lot of balls hard, and I'm feeling most confident in my swing right now than I have in a long time, end quote. He also said, quote, I'm really happy with how spring went, end quote. So, look, that's good. He's feeling good, feeling confident, and that's what, 75, at least 60% of the battle when it comes to hitting the baseball? You got to be confident up there. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your eyes. You got to believe in what you're seeing. You got to believe in your swing. That's to even have a chance to hit the baseball, because you could do all the things I just said and still not be able to hit it. But he is feeling good, feeling confident, got a homer to show for it now, and heating up at the right time. So, look, Jarred Kelenic, for all the concerns that we had early on, he could start off the season scorching hot. I mean, it would be crazy if Jarred Kelenic starts off the season. You know, some guys start off slow, some guys start off hot. If he starts off as one of those hot players that maybe even carries the Braves offense for the first few games, I mean, how ironic would that be? That would be pretty funny. But I'm just happy to know that he's feeling good, that he's feeling confident, he's feeling good about his swing, he's feeling good about himself, because he already knows he doesn't have to do too much in this Braves offense. But there's a difference between knowing you don't have to do too much and still trying to do too much to feel like you're carrying your weight. And as long as he's not pressing, I feel good about that. And look, if he's in a good spot, I think that's a very, very good thing for the Atlanta Braves. So Kelenic looks like he's getting hot at the right time, and that is good news for the Bravos. Not Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider looked good all spring too, but Charlie Morton, he pitched yesterday in his final spring training outing, and he looked good as well. He entered the game in the third inning, threw three scoreless innings, only gave up one hit, one walk, struck out four batters. And Charlie, after the game, said it felt like a decent spring and feels like he's ready to go. And that's all I need to hear from Charlie. He knows his body. He knows himself. And he's been doing this a long, long time. So if Charlie feels good and he says he's ready to go, I believe Charlie's good and he's ready to go. So these Braves are ready to embark on a long 162-game journey that hopefully extends past that as well into the postseason. And I was actually listening to The Game tonight, 92.9 The Game tonight, with our very own Abe Gordon. He made a good point. You know, you don't want to get too hype about game one because, again, it's just one of 162. But I am so excited for Braves baseball to be back in games that matter starting tomorrow. It is just going to be so fun to watch this team, and hopefully we have a season like they did last year where 100-plus games, put up historic numbers offensively, and hopefully the pitching staff is even better with Strider adding a new pitch, Max Fried being Max Fried. Hopefully we can get Chris Sale being, you know, at least 80%, 75% of what prime Chris Sale was, and hopefully Charlie Morton can go out there and meet Charlie Morton. So I'm just really excited for this season again. First pitch tomorrow, 3:05 in Citizens Bank Park, again, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. And again, I think there will be a little edge to the Braves tomorrow because they know their season ended last season where it's starting this season. So I think there's going to be a little extra, you know, there's always a little extra juice because it's opening day, but there's even going to be more juice in the hearts and souls of the Atlanta Braves players because they know who they're going up against and they know how the season ended last year. So really excited to see what they put together this season. All right. When we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a hump day edition of the morning shift, and we will wrap things up here on the Hometown Take. That is coming up right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.